Welcome back to Facts with your hosts, Caroline
and Jasmine.
What's up?
What a beautiful summer day it is in Denmark. It's, I think, maximum 16 degrees, 17 degrees.
We did have a few good days though.
Yeah, a few.
And to be honest, this is Denmark, so we can't really...
Like, what is happening? Let me just try to fix...
My hair looks like a hat.
We also left that light on.
Well, it looks fine.
I have hair.
It's not a hat.
Also, shout out to the new hair color she has. Shout out to
Bob dyeing your hair at home. But that's totally not what we're talking about today.
No.
Today we're talking about moving out. And if you're like, haven't you guys talked about that before? Yeah, we have. It'd be what it'd be. We're unoriginal.
I was trying to put it into like a cute version of like what you said, like wish we would have nothing, just a little update.
Yeah, so what you guys don't know is that we actually do talk about what we're gonna talk about, right? Like, we don't just sit down and it's like, let's see what happens. We do have like a little conversation before where we're like, okay, what are we gonna talk about?
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying that the first one we filmed, you had just moved out, right? So it was still kind of fresh and new.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years. And for me, it's been more than five. And I was like...
Depression.
Yeah, it's weird. But I was like, let's talk about things like we wish we should have... Like, just let's talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Like, for example, one thing I wish I had known was that I focused a lot on what I would need when I moved out, like, mm-hmm. what kind of kitchen utensils would I need, like, what kind of, instead of just, like, focusing on the basics, mm-hmm. I was like, no, I need to make sure I have, like, a cheese grater.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, because I was like, no, I need this, when in reality, I should have just focused on getting the essentials, because then, as you live somewhere, and as you, you know, become older with age, you get things, like, you buy them when you need them. Like, I have things that I've used twice that I was so worried about needing
mm-hmm.
and spent so much money on when I should have waited. I should have waited for a birthday or Christmas or whatever.
Mm.
And I could have been given it instead of spending my own money on it. Or I could have just waited and for, you know, a nicer model or for when it went on sale. Like, I focus so much on, like, oh, I'm going to need this or I don't want to risk needing it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being like, what do I need now?
Yeah. I think that's a really good advice, just to focus on...
Thank you.
Focus on the basics. And we actually have an article on that, which you can check out in the factspc.com.
True. Okay, plug. Love it. Live, laugh, love it.
Because we actually made, like, basic things you need for moving out. And that list is actually really, really good.
Okay, wait.
Let me just find it. Yeah, let's just find it.
If you're
things to remember to moving out...
If you're listening to this on Spotify or Podimo or something, the tippy-tappy typing is because I'm on my computer.
Yeah.
Things to remember when moving out. I made this list with, like, there's kitchen, bathroom, living area, other.
And it's an amazing list, though. Like, I'm not just saying it because it's a hard
Why
article.
Didn't we just pull up this list and
yeah,
and
I just, yeah.
So if we go... So this has really just become me reading out an article that you could go read yourself. But I think some of them we could discuss.
Yes.
So for the kitchen, a wine cork, which now that I look at it, I don't know if it's called a wine cork. The thing to take out a wine cork with.
A wine opener.
And I'm saying this from fucking experience. I lived for 3 years without one of these things. Mm-hmm. And... That's because I'm not that big of a wine drinker. And when I do drink wine, it's cheap white wine, which does not have a cork in it.
No.
However, now we live in Denmark where the legal drinking age is 16. So I am allowed to drink and was allowed to drink when I moved out. My friends were also allowed to drink. So all this is legal. Just, you know.
Letting you know in other places in the world.
But, you know, my friends would sometimes bring over nice bottles of wine and we'd have to go ask my neighbor to open it, which sucked. It felt like a little bit embarrassing, actually, that it's like, oh, you're living by yourself, but you don't know how to fucking open a bottle of wine. That's also part two. Learn how to open a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. I still don't know. If you asked me to open a bottle of wine right now, I would ask my roommate to do it.
Oh, that's cute. Because
he's Italian.
Mm. But yeah, like that's actually a good one. And it's also really good for if you're just going camping or going for vacation or something like that within the country, like not for like a hotel. Yeah, I was going to say, because
you cannot bring a wine cork in baggage.
No.
I found that out when I was in Barcelona. I had bought like a magnet that was also a wine cork and they took it. And I was really sad because I didn't have my Barcelona magnet. And I was really worried that I'd never be able to get a Barcelona magnet ever again. Which is funny.
How funny life is.
And you'll see that the reason why in our next episode.
Stay tuned.
Then we have kitchen utensils. Cutlery, plates, cups. Get the most basic shit you can and then build it up.
That's true.
I went to IKEA. They had plates there for 1 kroner per plate. I bought a set of the plates, the bowls and shit. Because then I had it. And then I can upgrade when I need to, when I have time or whatever. Which was nice because I had these very expensive plates that I had gotten for like birthdays and stuff. Which I never used because they were expensive plates.
Exactly. Because there's a thing with pretty nice expensive stuff that then you're never going to use it because you're too scared to use it.
Also, do you know what you can use cups for?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Drink of the week
is... You should say it because it's Danish.
Brandbil.
Thank you. Which is translated fire engine or like firefighters. I also found
fire
some
truck.
Fire truck, yeah.
It's a fire, it means fire truck.
Okay. Then it was just a stupid English.
But I mean, a fire engine is, I guess, a fancy word for a fire truck.
Yeah, fire truck is fine.
I don't, now that I'm saying it out loud, fire truck doesn't sound like a real word. Anyways.
It's fine.
It's like when you say giraffe too many times. Anyways, sorry.
Like, you, say and you and your
like,
words.
No, like say giraffe. Giraffe. It doesn't sound like a real word.
Giraffe. It's like a draft.
I mean, to be honest, if you say any word too much, it doesn't sound like a word.
That's true.
Anyways, sorry.
Anyway, the recipe is only Jägermeister, red soda, and ice.
And when we say red soda, that's because in Denmark, red soda is raspberry soda.
Exactly.
If you're not Danish, you wouldn't know what the fuck red soda is.
Yes.
But red soda is any brand of raspberry soda.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So
and the
yeah.
ice is very important, just saying, because otherwise it tastes like ass.
Otherwise it sucks. I don't even want to try it without it.
It tastes so good.
No, like without the ice. I don't want to try
yeah.
it out the ice.
But it tastes really good. Sorry, yeah. Anyways. I'm totally intruding.
It's a really classic drink. It's coming from Denmark. And a lot of people, especially older people, can remember it as the classic drinks between the 80s and 90s. Between the 80s and 90s in like barbecues or parties, house parties.
It's very much a home drink.
A homemade
like
cocktail.
You don't order it at the bar.
Can you even order it?
I've never been anywhere where you can. I assume probably some places do serve it, but
yeah.
Because it is so
just like a home drink.
Yeah, it's like yeah.
We have the same version of a home drink in like a Hungarian version. We can make an episode on that next time. But yeah, it has been a popular drink for decades, and also because it's really, really easy to make. It's literally 2-3 ingredients to just put it together, mix it, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
And it tastes good, it tastes sweet, and the Jägermeister makes it a little bit not bitter, but
the thing is, Jägermeister to me has always had like a little bit of a taste of licorice.
Yeah.
And if you don't know anything about Danish people love licorice. We put that everything. Like licorice and white chocolate cake, so good. Licorice, everything. But a lot of people, a lot of countries, Jägermeister is a shot that you take as a Jägerbomb or
yes.
a Jägermeister shot.
Yes, we do that too.
But in Denmark, because the taste is like licorice-y, and we have, it's the same as if you take ouzo
mm-hmm.
or arak, which is Lebanese ouzo basically, and you put that with also red soda, it tastes like a candy that we eat here a lot, which is licorice and strawberry or licorice and raspberry, like a hard candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's really herby. The Jägermeister itself.
Like star anise to me also tastes like licorice.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a really just... Like basically, you can imagine the situation when your parents had a barbecue grilling with their friends and they were making this
yeah.
with beers.
Basically. Yeah. Like, in any high school party, any, still to this day, if I go to any, like, house party, mm-hmm. somebody always brings this.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can try it. The recipe will be up in the website, which is thefaxpc.com. And you can also check out the recipe on our Instagram at faxpc in the recipe highlights. Yes. Check it out. Follow us.
Back to moving out.
Yes.
Another thing I think is really important for the kitchen, other than, like, you know, the basic toaster, forks, and knives shit, is condiments. Mm. The amount of times when it's been, like, the last day of the month before you get paid and you have had, like, shitty food to eat, if you have, like, some good condiments, like mayonnaise or ketchup or whatever, fries can go a long way if you have the right condiments.
Exactly.
Same with, like, rice. Like, there's a lot of things that are just nice to have in your apartment.
And also when we talk about, like, cups and, for example, wine glasses or whatever, just get the cheapest one.
Wine glasses are also not that important to have.
Oh, first, no,
like,
no.
Like, you can drink out of anything that's bowl-shaped.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, right? Yeah. So don't worry so much about having, like, good quality things. Just, like, have it.
Yeah, because as you said, you can build it up later.
Yeah. Then we go to bathroom. Something a lot of y'all still need to hear, especially men, speaking very specifically to three men right now, a bath mat. A mat that you put outside of your shower or your bath, so that when you get out of the shower or bath and you're wet, you don't slip and fall on your ass.
Speaking to three men.
Speaking to three very specific men right now who need to buy a bath mat for their bathroom.
Why three? I don't want to know.
Because I've been to their apartments and they didn't have bath mats.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And then I showered and fell on my ass because they didn't have a bath mat. Because it's wet.
Mm-hmm.
Water makes you wet.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Also, and this again goes to men in general, women, so we'll usually remember this, but a trash can in your
bathroom.
That's true. If you're a woman, you know why. If you're a man, you should actually also know why. If you have a mom who visits you at least once in every 5 years, you'll need a trash can.
Yes, I've been in so many places.
Have you been at, like, a house party?
When they didn't have a trash bag, and what can you do? And that is so uncomfortable.
Very much so uncomfortable.
So get one. That's true. That is really true. That's a really good tip.
A trash can for your bathroom is just... Also, I mean, my roommate is a man, and he uses our trash can in the bathroom so many things.
Cleaning your ear.
Skincare, cleaning your ears. He shaves.
Yes.
And hair. You know, like, there's just...
Brushing your hair.
Like...
Yeah. Must have. Must have.
Then we have living area. And by living area, I mean, like, you know, if you live in a studio apartment or whatever, like, places where you are. Two sets of bed sheets. People, let's remember to wash your bed sheets at least every 2 weeks. That's fucking nasty. Yes. Like, fucking nasty. Have two bed sheets. And if you don't have two bed sheets, have at least one bed sheet. And remember to wash it, and then you're just going to have to live and wait for it to dry. Like,
but also, not just the bed sheet, the blanket covers and the pillowcases as well.
Yeah, but for me, when I say bed sheets, I mean, like, the whole situation. Like, the pillow covers, all that.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. This is just, like, the other day, I think I saw one of those TikToks when a guy was walking around and asking random people random questions.
Yeah.
And they had this one. They had this, like, or it was a girl maybe and asking questions of boys. And what's a red flag? What's not? Mm-hmm. Something like that. And this was the question, like, how often do you change your bed sheets?
At least every 2 weeks.
And the guy was like, I think probably once in a month. That is the nastiest
thing. Stay safe out there, girls.
That is the nastiest things I've ever had.
Girls,
gays,
and theys, stay safe when you visit a man's house.
That is so nasty.
No, that's the thing. It's fucking nasty. Have you ever, like, jumped in a bed and been like, ooh, it needs to change?
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
Then we have curtains. The very first thing I had installed in this apartment before I even, like, had my first night here was curtains.
Because
I'll be damned. I'll be damned. Okay? We're not going to have a little you moment where somebody stares at you through the window because you don't have curtains.
That's true.
Get curtains. I don't care if you have to, like, buy the cheapest shit there is and get your ex-boyfriend to come, like, nail them to the wall. Get curtains.
Yes, I agree period. With that.
I have nothing else to say on that matter. No. Other than, while you're hanging up your curtains, you should listen to music while you're being a handyman.
What a way.
You can listen to Song of the Week, which is Sacrifice by The Weeknd. I've been listening to that song a lot, which is why Song of the Week. And if you've been living under a rock, The Weeknd is a Canadian, a 32-year-old singer, songwriter, producer, the whole nine everything. Yards. He's won multiple awards, including 4 Grammys. He began his career in 2009 by releasing music on YouTube. And 2 years later, he co-founded the record label XO, which is also, like, his brand.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just tell you, I started listening to The Weeknd when he released his trilogy mixtapes, which was called House of Balloons, Thursday, and Echoes of Silence. And this whole EXO thing, little 13-year-old me, I would draw his, like, it was this kind of, like, squiggly XO and then, like, a little heart by the O. Obsessed. I had it everywhere. I used to, like, do it with a pen on my wrist. Like, oh, I was obsessed. Oh, my God,
yes.
And I was obsessed with him with his, with his first mixtape. I had, like, all the time. It was, I met one of my closest friends because we were listening to it. Because at this time, he was not very big.
Mm-hmm.
This is, though, what gave him his recognition, or at least started to. He then released his debut album called Kissland in 2013, and this is really what set him on the map. It instantly charted, and it was because it was this, like, mixture of kind of R&B and, like, dark wave, not techno, but techie, like, it was a great album.
Mm-hmm.
Still is. He gained kind of mainstream recognition, because I will say 2013, he was still, Kissland did chart, it did put him on the map, but it was still very, if you didn't listen to that type of music, you wouldn't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But then in 2015, he created the lead single Earned It for 50 Shades of Grey, which really,
yes,
skyrocketed him, yes, and his career. And I mean, look at us now. Since then, all of his albums have charted. His music is moving more into a pop genre,
mm-hmm,
which a lot of his kind of OG fans are quite annoyed about due to them enjoying his R&B lyrics, his very dark lyricism. It still is dark lyricism, but it has very much become radio-friendly music, which, you know, get your bag.
Mm.
He is one of the world's best-selling artists. And
surprised.
He was listed by Time Magazine as one of the most influential people in 2020. He is an ambassador for the World Food Program, and he has famously dated both Bella Hadid and Selena Gomez, which a lot of his recent music is about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the last, I'm going to say, 2-3 albums have been about these girls.
Yes.
Which, good for them. And he has multiple songs with over 1 billion streams, which is
crazy.
Cool. He's also a very attractive man, in my opinion. But that's besides also the point. He does talk a lot about drugs in his songs, which,
we're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about that because we want to be on YouTube.
Yeah.
Anyways, Sacrifice is off of his 2022 album, Dawn FM, and is a song about not wanting to sacrifice something in exchange for someone's love, and that changing who you are for the sake of love is not something he wants to do. Which, that's a whole, like, conversation about, like, how much should you change for another person, because I feel like sometimes changing is good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the song is a collab with Swedish House Mafia and has kind of an 80s disco type of beat, in my opinion. Like, it's a vibe.
Yes.
And
especially
my,
the beginning.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I feel like this album, Dawn FM, is quite poppy.
But also a little bit like, yeah, 80s electric poppy disco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite lyric from the song is, "Every time you try to fix me, I know you'll never find that missing piece." Because I think it's a great example of kind of darker lyrics and showing a combination of the whole, like, he knows that this person wants to fix him, but he doesn't want to change, and then knowing that your partner wants to change you, but it's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just, I think it's that. Kind of, like, I think it's a good lyric.
Also, all of his music videos are really dark.
He's, like, an excellent artist.
Yes,
I think he's an excellent artist. His, like, lyricism is great. His production is great. And he knows how to use... He has a wonderful voice.
Oh, he does. And also when he did the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
His artistry is great. Amazing. And his voice is very one of a kind. There are very few men that can reach the tones that he can reach.
A lot of people compare him to Bruno Mars and Michael Jackson.
I was going to say Prince and Michael Jackson.
Prince and Michael Jackson, yeah.
Anyways, if you want to listen to more of The Weeknd but don't know where to start, I would suggest Loft Music, Tell Your Friends, and Party Monster. One of them famously above Bella Hadid.
That's a good one.
And you can listen to Sacrifice and all my other recommendations and all my other songs on Songs of the Week, which you can find on Spotify, which you can also find on every song article on our website, www.thefactspc.com, and on our Instagram at FactsPC.
I thought you were going to choke.
Me too.
On the on the line. But it was wonderful.
Back to moving out.
Mm-hmm.
Things you should also get is cleaning supplies. I do not give a fuck if your apartment is the smallest thing on earth. Get cleaning supplies. If you're grown up enough to move out, you are grown up enough to clean. It's fucking nasty to go to someone's house and it's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not talking about, like, your besties, because I don't give a shit if Jasmine's apartment looks like shit. She doesn't care if my apartment, I assume.
I don't. What the fuck?
But, like, if you're having guests over or you're having, like, a nice dinner thing, clean your apartment. Like, get a vacuum, get a mop, get both. Get cleaning supplies, get rags.
And clean the bathroom.
Clean the bathroom. Also, try to be as eco-friendly with your chemicals as possible.
And also with your cleaning supplies as well. Yes. Yeah. Don't get paper towels if you can get the reusable cloth. You can just wash the table.
In Denmark, it's very... We're very lucky here. It's very unusual to use paper towels to clean. But in a lot of countries, that is what they use.
Yes.
So don't do that.
Don't do that.
Be a little more environmentally friendly. Because
that's another article we also have. How to be more more environmentally friendly.
We have a lot of good articles. To be honest, we are great.
Period. To be honest?
Tools. Yeah. Get a toolkit. Get the most basic toolkit. You can usually get them quite cheap at, like, your hardware stores.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. That is something wish I knew. Because the amount of times where I've been like, oh, shit, I could really use a hammer right now.
Or just the amount of times you're buying a furniture from IKEA and they have those shitty tools in it. And nowadays, they don't even have the tools inside.
Unless it's a big thing.
Yeah, like that one we did.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. One day we had to...
Pointing at my shelf.
Yes. One day she was like, oh, I'm getting a new shelf. Can you guys come help me? Whole afternoon.
I told you it was IKEA, though. I warned you. It's not like I was just like, oops.
No, but the thing is, that shelf looks so easy to put together. So easy. And I think we used a whole afternoon because we put it together twice the wrong time.
Tip number 3, when you're living by yourself... Get friends who will take payment in the form of jokes and alcohol. That has been very important for me.
That's when the drink of the weeks can come really handy.
Yeah, true.
This episode is just so good advertising ourselves.
But no, that is, I think, some of the things. And then also just bring things that make you feel at home.
Yes, exactly. Because I think it's really important to bring some personal stuff, like your plant.
Yeah, but also if you're moving out of your mom's house, you obviously have some... You're going to go through your stuff and you're going to see, I want to bring that, I don't want to bring that. And you might be thinking to yourself, oh, that's like a stupid thing I made when I was 12 or like whatever. Keep the things that make you feel at home. Yes. That make you feel good. Because that's important.
Because even though it doesn't matter how old you are, it you're always gonna feel
a little homesick. Like, yeah. I still miss my mom. And I've lived out of my house for like over 5 years.
Yes.
Still miss my mom. Like, missing your mom doesn't stop, I think, ever.
No.
Which sucks.
Aw, that turned into a really cute episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, read our article, go to our website, subscribe, follow us.
I just got something in my eye, and I cannot see for the left eye.
Don't do that.
Oh. A first aid kit. That's what you need. Oh,
true.
That's what you need.
That's actually quite an important thing to have. Yeah. Band-aids and...
Scissors.
Scissors are very important. And the thing is, you can't have too many scissors either.
Why does it sound like a little bit psychotic?
No, but you need scissors.
That's true. You also need, like, the pedicure scissors. For cutting, like, small things under your nail. That's also nasty. Do better.
Keep your nails clean and short if you're a man or a woman.
I mean, you can also have acrylic nails. I don't, like, care.
True. Do what you want, but keep it clean.
Yes.
This was weird. thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening. I mean, if you guys really want more details, you can just check the article we just realized we have.
Or message us.
Yeah. Hey, Caroline.
Hey, Caroline, I have questions.
Which towel sets should I get? Also towels. That's also important.
True. Have at least two towels and then one for your hair and then one for your hands. So yes, four.
Like smalls and big ones as well.
And like a washcloth.
Actually, a lot of things.
Anyways, thanks for watching. I hope you have a wonderful
day.
I hope you have the day you deserve.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, that's cute. That's what I wish too. Well, enjoy the day or evening or week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.